Hello, my name is Justin Nelson and I'm a Senior Product Marketing Manager in Microsoft IT. Today we are going to talk about how Microsoft IT has embraced end-user focused innovation in an agile way, powered by underlying megatrends like services, devices, cloud and others that help enable us to deliver richer experiences and allow for service reusability. I'm here today with Pankaj Arora. Pankaj leads the Modern IT Innovation Group with teams both in Redmond, Washington and in Hyderabad, India. His team is focused on building innovative end-user experiences using agile approaches, leveraging the latest trends in IT. Prior to that, he led an IT initiative around cloud computing and wrote a book about enterprise cloud adoption. Welcome, Pankaj.
Thanks, Justin. Great to be here.
So, Pankaj, I'm curious. We keep hearing about all of these megatrends, their combination and shifts in IT, including to services. We'll eventually talk examples, but first, what's your perspective on this momentum?
So that's a great question. You know, there's a lot going on in IT today, and I think there's a number of pivots you can take, and I have a personal perspective I'll share on these big trends and shifts. I'd first bucket into two elements. The first is a future vision for reimagining what IT can be, and the second is the current IT trends, including all the megatrends you mentioned and the shift to services. So in my view, the whole point of the second bucket is to get you to the future vision, whatever that might be. It's really a means to an end. At Microsoft IT, we're trying to create better experiences and become more real-time. The vision my team has been evangelizing is around building great end-user experiences for the enterprise that rival consumer apps. And what's more is trying to do that in an agile way, using scalable services that can be reused down the road to increase agility further, providing an agility snowball effect for the organization, if you will.
So these services can be commoditized and reused with other experiences, if you like. Creating a snowball effect for agility sounds great. So I get your vision on creating better experiences for enterprise users using consumer expectations. So tell me, what are the challenges in today's world with this approach, and what are the key things you're focused on?
Yeah, so the challenges in today's world is most IT shops have legacy ecosystems with data and capabilities that are trapped within the line of business applications. And I think the traditional app model is flawed in this way, in that the capabilities are often designed for individual apps and are trapped in that context. So what we really need to do is build services that open things up and allow agility through reuse. And to do this really well, we have to work across IT org business silos and maximize reuse. Now, adding to those challenges, there's this whole explosion of apps as part of the consumer app culture that's working its way into the enterprise through consumerization of IT. So with this newfound app culture runs the risk of creating too many apps, clutter that'll make life harder for users. It's kind of like creating the 1990s web portal problem that still exists today in the enterprise to a large degree. There's just way too many places to go for things.
Yeah, I know and experience what you mean. I mean, any IT organization or user on this journey is living in a world of legacy apps and new app experiences that can be built and delivered faster, cheaper, and quicker using services. I imagine that can lead to an app explosion and, you know, apps for everything.
Exactly. So what we're trying to do to realize our vision is promoting building reusable services and unconstrained experiences. So a service is nothing more than a capability or set of capabilities that can power any number of experiences. And an experience is an app consolidation, an app or a number of apps that can run on multiple platforms and cover a scenario ideally in a holistic fashion.
So what are some of the key takeaways to your approach?
So the first thing I'd say is don't build app features, build reusable services. Services that can transcend apps, fostering a deep shared service model. That's key to agility. The second is to build experiences for multiple platforms, leveraging those services. And think about what should be an individual app versus a more holistic experience or consolidated experience, as I mentioned. So an example of this might be an approvals application. Do you really need several approval apps for expense reports, purchase orders, vacations, time cards, things like that? Or could this be one unified experience that runs on multiple platforms, leveraging the services it needs to? Finally, the other important takeaway, and that's embedded in the example of the approval example, is being user-centric versus just business group-centric. That's one of the simple keys to building the best experience. So don't let org charts define the apps. Instead, build apps people love to use, apps that are intelligent, that pivot off the user's needs first and foremost, and that make their lives easier.
This makes so much sense. I mean, so if I were to paraphrase, the idea is to think outside the app, so to speak. Start from the user's perspective and think about end-to-end experiences like the approvals instead of creating a slew of individual apps based on business silos. And instead of building specialized app features, build reusable services so to start build out that agility snowball.
You got it. And it seems simple, but most traditional IT shops are so business group or org centric that this rarely happens. And when you do this, you also can make use of trends like the cloud to enable scalable services, while also increasing agility through the reduced operations overhead you get from using things like the cloud. Also things like user analytics, social, location awareness, all those sort of mega trends improve the experience further.
This sounds great. It makes a world of sense. So if you have an idea for a reimagined experience using the trends discussed, then what's a good starting point?
Yeah, sure. So there's a few important tactical considerations that you need to get started first, including the how and the what. So for the how, we operate and we suggest others use an agile iterative approach versus a traditional waterfall SDLC approach. The idea is to work fast, get feedback early and often, and to just keep iterating. And as we discussed, our customer is never just the business function, it's also the end user. So bring them in early, bring them alongside your best designers, build storyboards instead of lengthy requirements documents. I think most people don't like to read those long documents. In terms of the what, a good starting point is to first take a project that's low risk, you know, low risk scenario or set of scenarios, and try to reimagine it as a modern experience. Think big and broad, but start small. Pivoting off the user, you may also need to work across multiple business groups as we discussed, and it's not always easy. The political challenges, as they often are, will be greater than the technical challenges. Getting groups aligned can be hard, but it can be totally worth it too.
Yeah, I get the challenge. Is it best to get broad buy-in first or start to build it first?
That's a great question. You know, it really depends. You know, factors like who's funding your project can come into play. My vote is generally quickly build a prototype as quick as you can. Take the initiative, you know, even if it's just a straw man of the experience, and use that to help you get buy-in. You know, having something tangible can really change the conversation. So I'm heavily biased towards coming to the table with something in hand.
Sometimes it's best to beg forgiveness instead of ask permission. So what's an example of your approach in action?
Sure. So we launched this app called Campus Experience, and we started with the theme of things people do while on campus. And the goal was to build a broad set of innovative productivity features. Some of them were digitizing analog processes, others were unlocking capabilities that were trapped in apps, and others were just net new features. And we started by building cloud services. So this included for booking shuttles, conference rooms. We also included the ability to take whiteboard snaps, obtain building information via augmented reality so you could point your phone at a building and learn more about it. And we sprinkled in social capabilities and a bit of personalized intelligence as well. By request, we started to add features like viewing cafe menus, looking up acronyms, and so forth. And so all these capabilities have clear benefits to the user. It used to be that you had to book a shuttle from a lobby receptionist. Now you can do it anywhere from the palm of your hand. For that, we essentially unlocked a capability that existed inside an application, exposed it as a reusable service, and used that to enable the scenario. We built an intelligence so it even pre-populates where you currently are using location awareness, and it even makes a prediction of where you're going based on your calendar and your past behavior. This is analytics in action. We went a step further and we exposed a GPS service that the shuttle team uses so users can now track their shuttles in real time. Conference room booking is another great example. I can find a place to squat nearby and book a room in under 30 seconds, and so on and so forth.
So you pivoted off the end user and built services targeted to them, aligned to the campus theme, instead of being confined to a single business function. And I know you host everything on the cloud using Windows Azure, and you make use of foundational IT services like ADFS for identity and exchange, for room availability, and of course, sending those whiteboard snaps.
That's right.
So what's the device story, and how much time did it take to build?
Yeah, so we started by building the experience for Windows Phone first, targeting mobile users, people on the go, and we chose the phone because everyone around here can't put their phones down. We eventually took advantage of this platform further by using the NFC feature in Windows Phone to create something called a Tap and Meet service. So literally, it'll allow employees to tap their phones together, and it'll find a good time for them to meet. You can tap your phone against multiple employees' phones, it'll find a place to meet, and even suggest a conference room for you. In terms of timelines, the initial version took a few college hires about a month of dev time. It had support initially for augmented reality, shuttles, and conference room booking. The other features I mentioned, they came out in 2 to 3 week sprint cycles.
Wow, I mean, that cycle time is agile. Wow.
Agile we are. We then brought the experience to Windows 8, since most of our employees have a Surface or equivalent tablet PC. We leveraged all the same services, so all we had to do was build a new front-end experience. Again, we built it in under a month, and the developers were learning Windows 8 development for the first time. Since you asked about devices, we also recently built a spin-off project and brought it to our large screen 82-inch perceptive pixel displays through a pilot in one of our building lobbies. In this instance, we used as many services as we could to light up the lobby, and we called it Lobby Experience. We also built a new service which took advantage of that large display to display 3D floor plans. So literally, you can find directions to someone's office, to a conference room, right on the display. Again, took less than a month for that prototype because we reused the services, and actually most of the time was just figuring out how to make a 3D floor plan work.
And I've tried it, and it is really cool. So first there was Campus Experience with a phone, and then the tablet, and now the services they used and additional ones are delivering new experiences like the PPI example.
That's right. And we're also working on another spin-off now called Candidate Experience. Again, we're leveraging some of the same services while building some new ones. It's for the tablet, and I guess, well, one thing leads to another.
It sure does. I love the theme of targeting different devices and also reusing services for different but related scenarios to build new experiences. The idea of tailoring the capabilities to the device, the NFC for the phone, or making the best use of a large display makes sense too. The fact that you can do it so fast and efficient is stellar. So let's take a look at some of these experiences.
So let me show you the three experiences we discussed in action, starting with Campus Experience on Windows Phone. So this is Campus Experience. You can see the homepage right here and with all of the core capabilities. So if I click Transportation here, you can see it knows where I am and it makes a prediction of where I'm going, and it's as simple as clicking a button to book a shuttle. And as you can see here, it gives me the shuttle information, including ETA, shuttle number, all of that stuff in real time. I can also book a conference room. You see that number in the top right here that tells me how many rooms are available in my close proximity. So I click that, and it's as simple as clicking again, and I've booked a room. So we talked about augmented reality. This feature is pretty cool. So literally, I can point my phone at a Microsoft building and get information about it. So I can see this one has a cafe. It has conference rooms. You can see if there's showers available. It tells you the top three organizations that sit in the team. If you're hungry, you can just pull up the cafe menu and it'll show you the nearest cafe and what's available. Play My Day is another cool feature. So here it actually shows my day. It can literally play it to me with audio. It tells me if there's meeting conflicts. It shows me meetings that have important people above my chain, and also measures my productivity health, which right now isn't looking too good. And if someone uses an acronym I haven't heard before, I can quickly look it up. So if you're running late, it knows what your next meeting is, and it will easily send a notification to everyone letting them know you're late. So another feature is the whiteboard snap capability. You can take a photo of the whiteboard. It'll enhance the image, and it'll pre-populate the attendees of your meeting that you most likely took the whiteboard photo for. It'll do one more thing, which is it'll send it to the Bing OCR service and transcribe the whiteboard into text. Without even the app open, I can even book a shuttle just using a voice command. Campus Experience, book me a shuttle to building 122.
Booking a shuttle to 122.
So that's Campus Experience on Windows Phone, and you can see some of the trends and services in action that light up that experience. So let's move over to Candidate Experience. So Candidate Experience is a spin-off concept from Campus Experience, and the idea is when we have interview candidates that come to Microsoft, we can hand them Surface tablets, and they can use it as sort of a digital guide for their experience and also to learn more and to augment the interview experience. So the application is split into three main sections. The first is the real-time section, which includes alerts and today's schedule. The second is tools, which are some of the core features of the app. And then the third is meet the team to learn more about your interview team. Alerts is all about creating a real-time connection with the candidate. So if there's a change in location or interview schedule or a new as-appropriate interview added, we can let the candidate know in real-time with their device. Today's schedule is all about the interview schedule. And as you can see here, I can touch right here and drill into this interview, learn more about who I'm interviewing with, where the location is, and even book a shuttle directly to that location. Jumping around a bit, so I mentioned being able to book shuttles. Again, that's a capability that we use in Campus Experience. And here, we brought that same intelligence in, so it knows where you are and it knows where your next destination is based on your interview schedule, and it suggests that for you. If I've arrived for an interview, I can click Check-in to check into an interview. There's a Contact Us page, which lets you contact Microsoft, whether it's to provide feedback about your interview experience or talk to your interview team, and we also have other ways to connect here. There's a note-taking section, so I can actually use a stylus or use my finger, take a note, and it'll actually transcribe it using OCR. And we plan to power it with OneNote. If you want to learn more about an interviewer, you can read their bio, maybe find something in common, make a connection with them, and you can also get linked into their LinkedIn profile. Maybe you need a distraction while you're waiting. It's not all work and no play. We have a fun stuff section, which includes the by the numbers application. So you can learn facts about Microsoft, including how many sandwiches Microsoft employees consume from the cafe each year. By the way, Turkey Club's the most popular. And so now moving on to lobby experience, you can see here this big 82-inch perceptive pixel display powered by many of the same services as campus experience. You've got conference rooms. You can look at a cafe menu, campus maps, transportation, and then this capability here, which lets you look at a 3D floor plan and find offices. If I want to find an available conference room, I see the 3D floor plan and can find what rooms are available. So there you have it, three different experiences powered by many of the same services.
Fantastic stuff. It really hits my consumer expectation. The productivity I get from a combined set of services in one app experience is phenomenal. Canvas Experience has been a fantastic poster child for embracing the megatrends of social, mobile, analytics, and cloud, and reimagining an experience delivered by Microsoft IT. I'm loving it, and I know our employees and customers do too. Thanks for your time, Pankaj.
Great conversation. Thanks for having me, Justin.
If you want to hear more about Microsoft IT's enterprise vision and roadmap, go to microsoft.com/enterprise/Microsoft-IT. Thank you for joining us, and we hope to see you next time.